Exclusive, Jason Miller, Democrats worried because Biden's cognitive decline will only worsen. By Nick Gilbertson on September 30, 2023. Jason Miller, a senior advisor to former President Donald Trump, told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday that President Joe Biden's cognitive decline is only going to get worse in the lead-up to the 2024 election, and it has Democrats worried. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle told Miller he thinks Democrats and those in the mainstream media are scared about President Joe Biden's prospects heading into the 2024 election and asked the senior advisor for his take. Inflation and incompetence, those are the two things that the Democrats cannot change, Miller said in response. They cannot change inflation because they're too beholden to the radical left base. Their solution is always going to be to print money. Their solution is always going to be, let's pick winners and losers in, say, energy production, which basically means that the winners are going to be people who have a radical left ideology. The losers are going to be the working middle class. So there's nothing that Joe Biden or the Democrats can do to reverse inflation. Their policies are always going to be wrong. Incompetence, this is kind of the broader point that I think you're getting here, why the collective freakout. He added. Look. As we look at it right now with the end of September here, we're getting ready to go into October. There is not one person listening right now who would say that Joe Biden is going to be sharper, more able, more with it, more put together, and have less stumbles a year from now. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Jason Miller, September 30, 2023. Miller added that the cognitive decline for Joe Biden is only going to get worse as we go an entire another year. That's what has Democrats in a panic. Because it's not where the ball is right now. It's where the ball is going to be in a year. And for Joe Biden, Matt, he's in real trouble, he continued. You see him out there, and it's not a good look for America. He's a political opponent, yes, and obviously, I don't want him to have mental and cognitive decline. That's not good for the country, it's not good for America's standing internationally. But nobody thinks that Biden is going to be better in a year, he's going to be worse. Trump has taken the lead over Biden in several recent polls, including a Washington Post-ABC News poll published last Sunday showing Trump up 10 points on Biden and a Messenger Harris poll showing him with a 5-point lead. The 45th president is also ahead of Biden in the Real Clear Politics polling average, at 45.3% and 44%, respectively. When you see a national poll, assume that Republicans, the Republican candidate, i.e., President Trump, is doing about 2 points better if not 3 points better. Miller told Boyle, who had pointed out that if Trump is tied with Biden nationally he would win in a landslide. Put aside the biases of certain pollsters. That's a simple fact that a national poll is not indicative or necessarily reflective of the swing states, the 6 or 7 swing states. I think there are probably more like 6 when we're talking about Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. Obviously, we're competing in a number of states. It's really those 6 that I think are going to be the most tightly contested because in the national surveys, Democrats have about 12 million or so more votes by running up the score in places like California and New York than Republicans have in running up the score in, say, Alabama, or in Texas, for example, and so again, anytime you see a national survey, assume that President Trump is probably doing about 2 points better, if not 3 points better, just from that dynamic. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.